a very unique place. It snowed on Mount Achaia today, and it got me thinking about the fact that, most probably, the Big Island of Hawaii is the only place in the world where a person can snowboard in the morning and surf in the afternoon, and vice versa, all in the same day. Not that I surf, or snowboard for that matter, but it's nice to know that I could if I wanted to. Actually, I did ski at one point. Living in Vermont many years ago, it was anticipated, if not expected, that one would ski, at least on occasion. In my case, it was just on occasion, until the occasion when I decided that I was good enough to tackle the Black Diamond Slope, for expert skiers only. At the end of a long day and poor conditions, both for the slope and myself. It was the last occasion on which I would ski. To my surprise, and no one else's, as I discovered when I later, on several occasions, related the story to friends and relations, I broke my leg. It wasn't just a garden variety break. I surmised this when the X-ray technician, who was the first to see the X-rays, commented to no one in particular, "Wow, they're all going to want to see this one." Moving to Hawaii soon after, I never skied again. But I digress. My point is that my new home, the island of Hawaii, the Big Island, Hawaii, as it were, is a very unique place. With 5 to 14 different climate zones, depending on who you ask, and I suppose the time of year, or time of the day, or perhaps the time of the month. Wait, that's something else. I don't know precisely how many zones there are, because Google, my go-to guy for all things informational, seems somewhat confused. He offered just over 135 million opinions on the subject, and I was only able to read about half of them. It seems there are anywhere from 8 to 29 climate zones in total, including humid zones, arid zones, temperate zones, and cold zones, each with a variety of subzones and sub-subzones and, I suppose, sub-sub-subzones. As a tourist on the Big Island, or visitor in today's vernacular, you can travel from tropical monsoon to hot semi-desert to hot desert to continuously wet warm temperate to summer dry warm temperate to summer dry cool temperate to periglacial and beyond. In fact, I'm pretty sure you can boldly go where no man has gone beyond. In short, where else can you go so boldly, beyond or elsewhere? The Big Island is a very unique place. P.S. Yes, I'm aware that something is either unique or it is not. Very unique is not really a thing. 5. 7. 2021.